T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He also celebrated his 40th birthday in the last week. Happy birthday, Sean.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the 40s.
Yeah. It kind of hurts.
Does it? I mean, Tom Brady's still playing, Sean. Isn't that crazy?
I can't imagine.
It's nuts.
I really cannot imagine.
Sean, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us. And, you know, obviously you spent some time with Kevin Stefanski. He's the new coach here. As I'm sure you could understand, we're talking with Sean Hill, of course. As I'm sure you can understand, Browns fans are a little skeptical because every coach they've hired has not worked out. Why do you think, knowing him, Sean, why do you think this will be different for the Browns?
Well, I think they, well, number one, they got a good coach. I can remember kind of at the tail end of my career, whenever there might be if you had options when looking at teams to go to. The things you look for are an intelligent coach that wants an intelligent team and one that's even keeled. He's the same guy every day, and that's what you have there. So I think he'll be able to help bring in some talent as well. People will be drawn to him. They're gonna want to play for him. The guys that are there, he's going to get the most out of them. And like I said, he's going to try to build a very intelligent team, which always helps. So, you know, I think all of those things will help build that program.
Sean, you know, how's he going to be in front of the team? I mean, we talked with Ben Lieber last week, and he kind of gave us a little bit of insight as to his, you know, personality, whatever. He's not obviously not a yeller, but is he the type of coach that can command the room?
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's important to realize that that leaders can come in a lot of different forms, whatever is true to you, that's your best way of being a leader. And he's not going to veer from what is natural to him. But the one thing he's going to bring that I didn't mention previously is he has tremendous focus and will not lose focus. And I think that'll resonate with the group.
We're talking with Sean Hill, former NFL quarterback, played for Kevin Stefanski in Minnesota, had two stints there. Sean, when you first were in Minnesota the first time around, obviously he was a young coach. He was just kind of – it was like an intern. He wasn't even – that's true. That's even before
that.
He
got there in 06.
That's right. All right. He got there right after you left.
Childress.
Yep.
I don't know. So I don't know if you knew much about him in the beginning, but as the years you were with him at the end, how much did he grow on a yearly basis?
Well, I saw him coach tight ends and running backs while I was there.
Yeah.
I know then as soon as I left, he was coaching quarterbacks. And there were guys in that room that I knew, and they loved him.
Yeah.
There were guys that I knew that were playing on the team when he came in that you know, absolutely loved him. And that was when he had no experience. So I know that he's got plenty of experience at all the positions. He's been under some really good coaches, really good head coaches. He's had the ability to watch different styles. He's been with multiple offensive coordinators and offensive systems, so it's going to be something that's well-rounded. You know, I think all those things really are positive for him.
Do you think for a first-time head coach, he should come in and maybe get a veteran offensive coordinator to help him so he doesn't have to, you know, call the plays? We saw it last year with Freddie Kitchens here in Cleveland. It was just too much. I mean, as a first-time head coach, I think it's really difficult, and I think it's a smart move. What do you think?
I think a lot of that depends on who's available also. I think as anybody would as a head coach everything falls onto your desk. So you've got to have a guy that you feel comfortable with. And if you can't find that guy, then it'd be hard to just give it to somebody you're not comfortable with just for the sake of hiring one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting to see. I think in a perfect world, that would be great. Have a guy that you're familiar with, you're comfortable with, and that you trust, and that you work well with. to be able to handle that and take a little bit off of your plate. But at the same time, just to hire one for the sake of hiring one, and giving up that control to somebody that might not be as qualified or that you don't trust, I think that could really get you in a lot of it could lead to a lot of internal battles and ultimately a pretty bad experience for the whole organization.
We're talking with Sean Hill, former NFL quarterback. Sean, when you look at, you know, obviously Baker Mayfield had a really good rookie season. His sophomore season was not as good. He really struggled last year. And we've talked about he needs to be coached hard and kind of pushed a little bit. And there's big personalities on this team. You look at Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and some others. Is as a young coach in Kevin Stefanski, are you confident that he can handle all the personalities or egos, if you will, that lead this team?
Well, I think he's got the right personality makeup to be able to do it. I think if you bring in another guy that's kind of on that same spectrum, then you're going to see a lot of fireworks. So with Kevin Stefanski being so even keeled, he's going to handle everything internally that he can. He's going to be very, very methodical with how he handles things. I think that's the perfect combination for some of those things that could arise with certain personalities. So yeah, I think he's definitely got the right mindset to be able to handle it. And you know, he's been around guys that same types of personalities, and he's been around coaches that have handled it well.
Sean Hill's with us. Sean, you were in Minnesota 15-16, and I got a question about that team for a moment, because I don't know that anybody saw the rise of Adam Thielen. Did you, like, when you were there, did you know this guy had this much potential to become one of the league's best receivers?
Yeah, I did. And when I got onto campus there, he was the first guy in line, and I was just kind of like, why does this guy keep jumping on the front of the line? Like, nobody's heard of him.
Yeah.
Why is he at the front of the line? And then, I don't know, probably the second day, I'm like, well, that's why. He's the hardest working guy out here. He's probably one of the best receivers we had. And I mean, this is before he's even really touched the field as a receiver. You know, he was the most reliable guy we had, the most crisp route runner, and he didn't put in the work. He had the right mentality, and he put in the work. So you could definitely see it happening. He's been fun to watch.
What do you think about, as a quarterback, what do you think about, you know, the way the game has changed over from early in your career till now, you know, the way all the rules changes that benefit the offense, the big, massive numbers? You know, it used to be 4,000 yards, like, not that many quarterbacks. Now half to two-thirds of the quarterbacks in the league throw for 4,000 yards now, and plenty of guys throw for 5,000. What do you think about the way the game has evolved in recent years?
Yeah, it's interesting. There's not a throw on the field that you shy away from. You used to not throw guys into certain spots, and if you did, then you'd lose your guy, or he just wouldn't go in there for you anymore. But that doesn't exist anymore. They can't, you know, they can't take them out. They can't even hit them that hard over the middle anymore. So that's led to a lot of it. But I think what's interesting is that happens, but then you get to this time of the year every year, and you've got teams like Tennessee that just do it the old school way. I think that kid's thrown for less than 200 yards collectively in two games, and they're just rolling people.
Yep. You know, go ahead, Sean.
You know, if you get to this time of the year and you still want to be built like the old school teams, I feel like you've got better chances that way.
I mean, Derrick Henry right now, this guy's unstoppable.
Yeah.
He's incredible. I mean, he's so big and fast. We've really rarely seen a guy like him, you know, to be that size and still have that speed, you know?
Yeah, he's impressive. And actually, the one game we went to this year as a family, we took the old annual, semi-annual RV trip, and we went to Nashville, and we got to watch Tennessee, and they were playing Tampa. And it was the first time it's not the first time I've been to a game since I retired, but it's been a little while. And it was the first time I kind of went down on the sidelines. And you know, when you're around the guys as much as I was for 15 years, you kind of forget. But when I saw him walk up, I was like, oh, my goodness, this guy is on a whole other level. And he is. I mean, Peters was trying to catch him the other day, yeah. I mean, he couldn't hardly catch him. And he's a fast corner.
Yep. Sean, obviously you're a Maryland alum. I'm going to ask you this. I'll leave you out of it. The best Maryland quarterback, is it Boomer Esiason, Frank Reich, or Neil O'Donnell? Who are you
That's
taking?
A tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. All of them kind of had different careers.
Yeah.
Frank Reich's the best coach of them.
That's true. Although Boomer's probably making more money.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Boomer's, I don't know. You know, Neil O'Donnell had a wonderful career.
Yeah.
Boomer's was shorter, I feel like, but very successful. So I don't know. It's hard to say.
All right,
all three of those are better than me, I'll tell you that.
All right, Sean. It's time for some Sean Hill trivia. You ready?
Oh boy.
Who did you throw your first NFL touchdown pass to?
Arnaz Battle.
Very good. Does everybody know that? Does every quarterback know that answer? That one.
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's some guys that probably have thrown so many they might have forgotten. That's not my problem.
Can you picture that play in your head?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was called, and a lot of guys probably would be able to do that.
Yeah.
It was an off-schedule throw. We were getting smacked by Minnesota. I was with San Francisco at the time.
It was 27-0. It was 27-0.
Yeah. So... pretty much the only person in the stadium celebrating was me, but I was excited about it.
All right, here's the bonus question now. You get this, is you're a champion-level player here. How many yards was that pass?
Oh, boy. Three or four. I'm going to say three.
Oh, you just missed it. It was five.
Oh. Man, we were way out there.
So, Sean, is there anything you miss now that you're retired? Anything you miss about the game?
I really don't. You know, I was so blessed to just be able to get it all out of my system.
Yeah.
It got to the end of it, and I knew it was time. I don't. I love the way life is now. We have three young sons, 5, 4, and 1 are their ages.
Yeah.
So it's just... I mean, it's a lot of fun. There's a lot it's very difficult on families. You get to the end of the career, at least the type of career I had, where you're kind of on 1 and 2 year contracts, and so you're traveling everybody around. I never wanted to be in a situation where my family didn't go with me.
Sure.
So that gets hard, moving twice a year in a house because you don't know if you're going to be back the next year. So you move out and back into another one, and it's just – it was difficult, and so we are loving life now. We have a blast. I signed up to be the kindergarten basketball coach.
that's
exciting.
Nice.
I've got to go shopping for a whistle and maybe some bike shorts. Do you think bike shorts are still in for basketball coaches?
Dustin, what do you got to say about that?
Like the gray ones?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you should get those. The real
last time I played basketball, they were still in. So.
Yeah. Been a while.
Yeah.
Sean, great to talk to you, man. Thanks for the insight, Sean. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Sean Hill joining us, former NFL quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.